I am Planta on the line at thecommentary.ca here in Vancouver. We continue meeting the candidates running in the riding of Vancouver Kingsway in this federal election. On the line now is Matt Kadioglu, the Libertarian Party candidate. He is a sales representative for a local realty firm, and he studied business at St. Michael's College in Vermont. You can read more about Mr. Kadioglu and his party and its platform at libertarian.ca. Please welcome to the Planta Online program, Matt Kadioglu. Good morning, Mr. Kadioglu.
Thank you. Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How has this Conservative Party done, this Conservative government, I should say, done since taking office 5 years ago when it talks about having reduced red tape, say, in government, getting rid, trying to get rid of the gun registry? How have they done in terms of making the federal government less regulated, more accessible?
Actually, the way the whole Conservative Party has created some sort of a power shift where most of the shifting is toward the provinces, and the provinces in return delegated the authority to local non-lawyer authorities to do most of their work. We, as a party, think that all sorts of registry, no matter gun or other registries, has to be lifted, actually. This does not mean that we're in support of people having guns. However, we don't advocate any sort of a registry or government involvement in people's private property and everything. But basically, as a party, we're against carrying of guns or with no licenses, but we don't think that government should be involved in any sort of a registry or licensing for any sort of industry.
Now, you've run now how many times?
This is my third time.
Your third time. And you've been a libertarian your whole life, have you?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you enjoy a campaign like this, getting to talk about the issues that you're interested in, that you're passionate about?
Actually, our party is kind of small, and we're running in not as many ridings as other parties. However, we are restricted to very small media coverage, as well as we, like my other colleagues, Marxist-Leninist Party or Communist Party, we kind of had some sort of a discussion saying our voice has to be heard as well. I mean, it just brings another angle to the politics as well as the way of thinking of our writing. But however, we are restricted out of the all the coverages from other media groups. So this kind of a campaign is just word of mouth kind of campaign right now. So we can't go out and get our word out through other means.
What is it about the Libertarian Party for you that the other parties don't have?
Our concern is mainly very simple. We think that there are too much of a taxes, and taxes are collected through circulation rather than the added value. As well as this kind of a taxation, we think, is due to non-competitive behavior of the government. So if there has been a competition on bigger players, we think that there would not be a bigger tax, because there would be more business flourishing. And this basically outlines our party way of thinking. And I also advocate this way of thinking. And all the other restrictions regarding, per se, official language or other languages or any sort of restrictions on any sort of an industry is something that we're against of.
You brought up the language issue. Your party's website has a platform plank saying that you'd use one's language of choice and eliminate official language laws. How does that work? How does that work that you use the language that you choose? So that's any language at all?
Basically, each province has the demographics of Canada is changing with the immigration and with refugees, as well as most of the people in BC are not able to talk French, but and most of the people are talking in Chinese. So if there is someone who would like to do their job with the government or with other things using their own language, that they should be having it paid by themselves, of course. But we think that any sort of language officially dictated by the government should not be part of the party platform of any party. It's our idea. And each province should have their own, if they want to do major language, that they could be able to look into, I would say. But otherwise, we don't have an official language kind of a policy that the government dictates.
Well, what's your party's position on the HST?
We're against all sorts of taxes, including HST, and we think that this does not give any added value to... I mean, the taxes that are collected will not go to the consumers, as it's said by other parties. We think that HST should be annulled, and it should not have any sort of a... because right now, it's just going to be a provincial thing, but there in BC, the minimum wage is going to be increased. People are collecting HST. It's the amount of lesser consumerism towards any sort of, per se, restaurants that used to be, now that they're charging HST and added extra amount of money that people have to spend, and the minimum wage is being increased. So I would expect and see that some of the smaller businesses are going to be closing due to this sort of a policy.
Now, does your party have a leader?
We have a leader, yeah.
Yeah, and how many candidates in total are running?
We're like 12, I believe, in BC, and I think less than 50 in all of Canada, yeah.
50, you said 50?
Less than
50.
I don't have the exact figure.
Yeah. Now, I understand this weekend your party's holding its convention in Vancouver, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that, that was, I guess, pre-planned before the election was called, right?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Well, will this be a good opportunity for your party to come up with new policies, say?
Yes, we think that our party's voice should be heard more. We invite each and everyone who are interested to come and see our party's convention, and this could be an opportunity to it. We are hoping there would be some media coverage, although we, so far I haven't heard of, but if there is a media coverage or anything, it's just a new angle for people to see, Canadians to see that there's a different way of thinking for some of the solutions that Canada is facing now.
Now, help us understand what libertarian means. It's in the sort of political spectrum. It's neither left-wing nor right-wing, right?
Yes, it's neither left-wing or right-wing. It's basically it's a way in which government involvement in personal and economic means are reduced. In return, the taxation is reduced, and people have a say in their lives with their own, with the other sort of, with other means. But this is the main criteria we have. We don't want a government to decide a policy, but rather the government to be a smaller entity in all levels of government, provincial, federal, and even municipal.
I want to get back to a point that you mentioned earlier when I asked you about the gun registry. You said that your party is against all registries.
Yes.
Does that include the sex offender registry?
I think that it could be misunderstood if we say all sorts of registry. We are not for any sort of a registry of people. If people have had their offense, and if the laws of Canada have punished them, and if they have been punished, and the judge that gives down the sentence to the person, then we think that after he's out of the jail, we assume that all the jail term has rehabilitated this person. So we don't want an additional prejudice to anybody.
Right, okay. This is a riding of Vancouver Kingsway that's made up of visible minorities. Visible minorities make up a majority of the population. What's your party's position on immigration? And how has the current government done in that regard?
I mean, our party and my personal point of view is, like, we all love Canada, and whoever helps Canada, no matter where he's from, is something that we cherish. And all the people who, I mean, Canadian history, all the people who live in Canada have some sort of an immigrant background, and apart from the Aboriginal people. But the most important part of our party's policy is to have a profile of people first kind of thing, and we think that the immigrants are help to Canada, and they are a hard-working class, and we think that the taxes and the red tapes, like doctors coming and driving taxis, delivering pizzas, mm-hmm. we think that these are something that should be corrected, because those kind of ways are kind of discouraging immigration and future demographics of Canada, and we think that we have health care problems, and we have educational problems, and there we have doctors who are delivering pizzas. I think that that's something that has to be corrected. And we think that Vancouver Kingsway has a higher education level. I mean, if there was some sort of a statistics to be done, but people are mostly employed with menial jobs with higher education in Vancouver Kingsway, which we think that should be corrected.
In terms of the economy and the policies that your party has, how different would our economic recovery be had your party's platform been in place instead of the one that Mr. Harper has implemented?
First of all, if we were to do it, we would not be solving our problem using violence, whatsoever the reason. So we don't believe in, as the same token, we don't believe in boundaries, so we don't think that a country like Libya or Afghanistan should be bombed just because of, I mean, the whole idea, the start was a different story. Now there's a different story for why we are there and why we should be there. And we, as a party platform, think that there are bigger players behind all the policies. And this kind of makes when the war or the conflict ends, when the infrastructure of a country is gone, then of course new international players will be coming in and rebuilding it using the resources of the bombed country. So we as a party think that the all these money that are spent on war and other things should be lifted, and just doing those two things even would increase the or save money for Canadians. Also, there's a wrong conception that if government is to be strong, there has to be higher taxes. This is a wrong idea, we think. The lower the taxes are, the more business flourishes. There are some examples all over the world, like Hong Kong has very little taxes, or some other countries have very little taxes, and in return, in a short period of time, they had recovered and they had no problem with their economic downturns, that they can recover back to what a good economy would be. So this is how we think.
And between all the smaller parties, I guess you're the one that gets more votes, I guess, right? I mean, you're just behind the Green Party in vote total. I think you came in fifth last time, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that how you see the campaign working out again on Monday, May 2nd?
Yeah, among the smaller parties, I'm expecting to be the leader. I did propose when I was in some of the meetings that I think whoever is the winner should have some sort of a consultation with the other parties, including bigger or smaller ones, the candidates, because they were representing some people who were voting there. I mean, I had 309 votes last time. I mean, there were 309 people whose voice was, that they wanted their voice to be heard through me. So that was my proposal to the winner of the writing, but I don't think last time it was like that. This time I'm still extending this call that there should be some sort of a consultation, how things should be, how the writing should be. But most of the time, this is usually on the deaf ears. So I'm hoping I would be the highest vote gainer for the smaller party part.
Matt, I appreciate your time today and good luck with your campaign.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. The website for more, libertarian.ca. Matt Katioglu is the Libertarian Party candidate in Vancouver Kingsway. I'm Joseph Plunton.